Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard.
Well, Matthew, welcome to a supplemental Have You Heard little podcast here. Doesn't it feel quaint?
Yeah, it does. Should we call it special instead of supplemental?
Oh, I was just going with the Star Trek term.
Okay.
Radio show log, supplemental.
Is that why you're wearing your red Star Trek uniform?
Yeah. Let's go with that. That's why I'm wearing it.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, hey, thankfully, a great musician here in town, Jared Thompson, put out a call on Facebook for people to reach out to Matthew and I to get their music on the radio. Well, you know, we're only on once a week, every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. on WICR 88.7, but we do have a podcast. You can find the archive at haveyouheardjazz.com. You can search for Have You Heard Jazz in iTunes, podcast thing, whatever that's called now, or in Spotify, and it will come right up. And the beautiful logo that Matthew's wife made for us will pop up. You can't miss it. And so as these people started rolling in, I said, look, we can't get you on the regular show because it'd be 2 months from now. But we can do a special podcast. Not a supplemental one, but a special one.
Yeah.
And so this is our first special one that we've done that we're actually just releasing as a podcast. And it's by a really fun young singer, violinist who lives in Cincinnati. And I was pleasantly surprised to hear her music, because it was a lot of fun to listen to, you know?
It's a great young voice. It was a really enjoyable time talking to her and getting to know what makes her tick, and also learning the shared background that you have with her.
That's true. Yeah. If anybody saw the video promo that we're starting to do. We both played in the Mighty Anderson Symphony years ago before she went off to Cincinnati. Of course, we didn't meet. That's string players and trombone players. We don't commingle. We don't do that.
That's right.
There's none of that stuff. It was pretty cool. So we had that connection. And you know, somebody who is... I just can imagine she has a great stage presence, and she sings really well. She has a much older sounding voice than her years. But I was happy to learn that she's still playing the violin and playing the string arrangements on her recordings.
Yeah.
So,
and here's the thing.
Yeah.
We haven't even introduced her yet.
You're right. Let's introduce her.
So everybody is on their edge of their seats to know who the heck we're talking about. Who is a vocalist and a violinist who played in the Mighty Anderson Symphony, now lives in Cincinnati? Who could this be?
Yeah. Well, it's easy to remember because it's only one name.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. It's Emmeline, everybody.
Yeah.
It's Emmeline.
There you go.
Yeah.
Emmeline.
Yeah. So we had the pleasure of meeting her and talking with her and listening to her music. And now we get the pleasure to share some of this music with you. So without further ado, let's play a tune from her latest EP. It's called All My Sweetest Dreams. This is Emmeline on a special Have You Heard podcast.
Walking with your hand in mine under cotton candy skies, eyes, you have my attention in this different dimension. Oh, I'm feeling butterflies. I wish we could stay right here forever. Together is a place where we belong. You're behind the words in every song. Oh, it's you that makes me feel like I'm alive. In another place, in a different time. All my sweetest dreams are made of you. All my sweetest dreams are made of you, baby. Yeah, all my sweetest dreams are made of you. All my sweetest dreams. You know that all my sweetest dreams, all my sweetest dreams, all my sweetest dreams are made of you. Consume my mind. Your name is a melody humming inside of me. Even in cloudy skies, I'll love you through any kind of weather. Oh yeah. You know together is the place where we belong. And you are behind the words in every song. You know it's you, it's you. You make me feel like I'm alive. In another place, in a different time. All my sweetest dreams are made of you. All my sweetest dreams are made of you, baby. Yeah, all my sweetest dreams are made of you. All my sweetest dreams. You know that all. Oh, if you are not here next to me,
next to me.
Won't you let me sleep eternally? Oh, if you are not here next to me.
Sweetest Dreams by Emmeline. That's a great groovy tune. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And we're not as groovy, or and our voices definitely don't sound that nice, but we can certainly enjoy it very much.
That is true.
You know, the arrangements are great. The playing all around is great. And she travels with her own band and everything. It's just, it was fun talking to her. I was very happy about that. Yeah. So if you want to find her, you can look for her on any social media by finding her on, it's called Emmeline Official. Emmeline Official.
And you spell Emmeline for people who I will are do bad that. Spellers.
Yeah. Emmaline, and then Official. All right. Emmaline Official. You can find all of her social media accounts that way. And to follow her, because I think once we get released from all this lockdown stuff, she's going to be out and about creating a lot of really great music. And I'm personally looking forward to catching some of those live concerts, any live music, quite frankly, but specifically Emmaline. If she comes through town, I will definitely have to check that out. I want to play another tune. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Yeah. How about we play the tune, and then after that, we're going to talk with Emmaline, so stick through it. This is a beautiful tune called Ruby. It's groovy, sultry, beautiful voice, beautiful playing. And then we get to talk to Emmaline and get to know her a little bit right here on a special. Have you heard? This is Ruby by Emmaline.
Ruby, with your mind chock full of April dreams, tearing holes into your old blue jeans, riding bikes at sunset down the street. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wearing a contagious grin upon your face, I will always picture you that way. Ruby, without you, I'm not the same. So grown up, spending all your money on makeup. Ruby, darling, please don't change a thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drifting through the days as winter breaks your heart. I know growing up can leave a scar. But Ruby, don't lose sight of who you are. My, how the seasons change. How the seasons change.
Joined by the artist named Emmeline. We've been listening to her music for this whole episode, and she's joining us. Thank you so much, Emmeline, for joining Matthew and I and taking time out of your quarantine schedule to talk with us for a little bit today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. So, first of all, how are you holding up with the quarantine? Are you doing okay? Is everything good?
Yeah, I think, this whole pandemic has just thrown a wrench into everybody's lives. So it's been, an adapting time and like trying to figure out how to make music work without being able to tour and without being able to play shows. Mm-hmm. So it's been, we've had to get creative and kind of adapt, but it's been going well.
Yeah. So what kind of things are you doing now to satisfy that creative need and performing?
I've been doing a lot of writing. Recently, I've been writing quite a lot. So this was kind of a little bit of a blessing in disguise because it gave me some time to just, chill and really, really focus on my writing and recording. I've been recording at home. I'm lucky I have like a whole setup at home so I can, do some demos and tracking and stuff like that. But I've been doing some live concerts on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that. So those have been going well. Just little things here and there to keep the music going.
Right.
So for our listeners who may not be aware of you, can you kind of give us a little bit of a background of who you are, where you come from? What do you, obviously they've heard your music now, but what makes you tick musically?
Yeah, sure. I started playing music when I was 4 years old. I started on violin, and then I was classically trained all throughout my entire life. I went to college at Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, originally for violin performance. And by the time I was about 18 or 19, I started writing my own songs. And I've always sang, and I've always identified as a singer, and I always wanted to be a singer. But, I was always self-taught. And so I kind of changed my entire career path at 19 and decided that I wanted to do more singing and writing and, performing my own music. So I released a couple singles that I just recorded, like in various apartments and basements and things like that, starting off. And then I had the ability to record my debut EP last year in Brooklyn with a lot of really great musicians, Maurice Brown on trumpet and Ben Williams on bass and Bobby Sparks, JT Thomas. So a lot of really, really amazing, jazz players. And so I've just been kind of creating, doing my own thing. I have quite a large following on social media, all Emmeline Official. And I post like little covers or songs that I'm writing currently, and that's kind of how I stay connected with my audience. But yeah,
great. And where could people find you if they were searching around the internets for you?
If you look up Emmeline Official, I'm Emmeline Official on every platform, so YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of that jazz. You can find me just by looking up Emmeline Official.
Great. And what I'm curious what the single name, that's pretty unique. We have Beyonce does that.
Right.
Madonna. Prince did
exactly.
that.
Exactly. He did.
So
yeah.
What was the decision for that?
When I kind of first started releasing my music, I honestly wasn't even sure if I wanted to use my real name. I was like, should I, create a stage name and like release all my music under, just a completely made up name that's not even my legal name. And then, you know, one day I was like, wait, I could just use my first name because it's, you know, not a very popular name. You don't hear M-Line all the time. I could just use my first name and that could be kind of cool and interesting.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of what I did. But yeah, for a while I was really trying to brainstorm like different stage names, but they just didn't stick. So I stuck with M-Line.
Yeah. I know one other M-Line. She's 12. So.
Do you really?
Yeah. My best That's friend crazy. From school. His daughter's M-Line.
That is so crazy. I've never met another M-Line. I've seen like other people named M-Line on social media and stuff, but I've never actually like physically met another M-Line. But
well,
that's cool.
Yeah, I've never met one either. So, or maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe. So that's very cool. So what do you have? Let's just say, let's just be positive for a second and say that by the fall, we're allowed to go out and resume as much of a normal performing atmosphere as we can get into. So what would your schedule look like in normal times, the before times?
You know, I have been working on writing a new project. So I actually had to cancel my studio time. I was supposed to be recording last week.
Oh.
So I'm hoping as soon as all of this, you know, blows over and this pandemic is under control, I'm hoping to record my next project and then start touring on that. I have some dates lined up already for September. I had a lot of dates canceled that I was really excited about. I was supposed to play Montreal Jazz Festival in July. I was supposed to play Jacksonville Jazz Festival. I had all these really amazing opportunities that have all been canceled.
Oh.
But I'm hoping that my September dates are still a go.
Yeah.
And that life can resume as normal.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, very sorry to hear all that. And that's, of course, it's the case for everybody right now.
I know.
It's just, it's really awful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When you travel, what kind of band do you travel with?
I have, to date, I have gone on two tours, and both of those tours, I've been traveling with people that I've been making music with for quite a while. So I came to Cincinnati for school, and I still live here in Cincinnati, and I had kind of a group of musicians that I clicked with straight off the bat. So I usually travel with a keyboard player who also is my background vocalist, and then drums, bass, guitar, and then a horn. So mm-hmm. sometimes saxophone, sometimes trumpet.
Yeah.
I like to keep it interesting.
Well, that's cool. You're traveling with your own band. So you can kind of develop your own sound and they get to know. Do you play violin on your own recordings or when you're touring?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's actually funny. Like, there are people that will like just discover my music or something and they don't really know a whole lot about my background, and they'll come to one of my shows expecting to like only experience like vocals, and then I play violin a lot, like pretty much every other song probably on my sets.
Oh, wow.
And so I just like to incorporate it in interesting ways. I think violin in a jazz, soul, R&B context isn't used very frequently. So people are always kind of like, wait, what? They're very confused, but it's fun. I like to incorporate the violin when I can.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new single that just dropped on April 24th. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that single.
Sure. Yeah. This is the song that I just released is called I'll Be Your Girl at the End of the World. And I actually wrote it on my 22nd birthday, which was on April 1st. So we were in quarantine and already had been, you know, not able to leave our houses or do anything for quite a long time at that point. And so I was just not feeling very festive. And it was my birthday and I was stuck at home. And so you know, I just was reflecting just on this crazy time that we're all going through and how it feels you know, almost apocalyptic at times, because it, you know, I was almost feeling like, wow, is life ever going to get back to normal, or is it just always going to be like this, you know? So I wrote the song in the early afternoon on my birthday, and then by the end of the day, we had tracked it in the basement, and I improvised all these, like, string parts, and then my brother, who goes to Ball State, actually, tracked some cello, and we just whipped it out really fast. But it was a really raw, like, genuine moment of songwriting for me, because it just happened so naturally, and it's a song that would have never been written if we weren't experiencing all of this. So at least I have that to be grateful for.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to listen to it because of all of this. You know, I'm glad that it's here, because it's a beautiful tune.
Right.
Really well done.
Thank you.
And it's very cool that it's such a fast turnaround from creating the tune, recording it, and releasing it. That's pretty amazing these days, especially all quarantined in different places. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Malayan, I want to thank you for spending some time with Matthew and I, but also thank you for your beautiful music. And it's going to bring a lot of people some happy vibes and some smiles whenever they listen to this. So thank you so much.
I really hope so. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, it was our pleasure having Emmeline on the show. Matthew, do you agree?
I agree. It was great conversation with her. She's a lovely young woman, and everyone should definitely check her out on her various social media accounts. She's doing a lot of performances on social media, so you can get even more of her there. And find her EP that we've been playing wherever it is, and download it and enjoy it and support her music.
Yes. The latest EP, or her debut EP, is called All My Sweetest Dreams. And but recently, the lockdown has not stopped her from creating music. As many people are out there working on things, practicing, writing new music, she, on her birthday, which I think she mentioned in the interview was April 1st. I wasn't sure if that was a joke or what. Get it? Cause, okay.
It's the beginning. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but she said she was, you know, at home. So she started writing this tune. And by April 24th, 3 weeks later, this tune is recorded and released as a single. It's pretty impressive. And it sounds beautiful on top of all that. So we like to end our little special Have You Heard podcast for Emmeline by playing her brand new single that just released on April 24th. It's called I'll Be Your Girl at the End of the World. She's singing. She wrote it, and she's playing the violin on it. And this is different from what everything else has happened. She's diversifying, and she plays different genres quite well and sings them beautifully, and we wish her the best, and I hope she'll come back and talk with us again, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, so here it is Emmeline, I'll Be Your Girl at the End of the World.
Stars and birthday cards, how all lost their chimes today. Chocolate cake to celebrate another year wasted away. Close your eyes, make a wish, though you might not exist to see. 23, let's have some champagne. I'll be your girl at the end of the world anyway. change all in a matter of weeks. Vacant streets, the city weeps. Reality feels like a dream. Close your eyes, make a wish, and you might not exist to see. 23, let's have some champagne. I'll be your girl at the end of the world anyway.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on Facebook.com/Have You Heard Jazz, and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard.